This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 17, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. On Monday, FAA Acting Administrator Robert Sturgill joined Chicago Mayor Richard Daley to announce an end to flight caps at O'Hare International Airport. Sturgill commended the city for recent airport improvements. Quote, "The extension of an existing runway 2 months ahead of schedule, together with completion of a new runway later this year, will allow for an additional 4 to 5 arrivals per hour," unquote. In 2004, arrivals at O'Hare were capped at 88 during most hours of the day to reduce congestion at the world's second busiest airport. When the new runway is finished later this year, between 56 and 70 more arrivals will be added throughout the day. That's expected to result in a modest decrease in the number of delayed flights. When adventurer Steve Fawcett went missing last September, a massive search effort turned up no trace. Now, two private ventures plan to renew the search in rugged mountains which are now clear of snow. The Associated Press reports a team led by Canadian geologist Simon Donato will set out in late July to search a remote area on the east slope of the Sierra Range. Donato will be joined by up to 10 other backcountry athletes, some with search and rescue experience. In late August, Washington, D.C. investor, alpinist, and longtime Explorers Club member Robert Hyman plans to lead a team of up to 15 climbers, mountain guides, and others with backcountry expertise to check an area just east of the area Donato is working. Of Fawcett's last flight, he theorizes, quote, "He's obviously in an area that you just can't see from overhead, even with satellite imagery and high-altitude mapping and infrared and everything else," unquote. Widow Peggy Fawcett released a statement saying she's not involved in the upcoming activity and has, quote, "no further plans for additional searching," unquote. More legal trouble is now hitting the defunct Kemper Aviation Flight School, formerly based at Lantana Airport in South Florida. The school was closed in March following federal investigations into 3 fatal accidents within 6 months. The family of a student who died in a mid-air collision over the Everglades last year filed a wrongful death civil lawsuit on June 2nd against Kemper Aviation and is considering a similar complaint against the FAA. The Palm Beach Post reports the family of 25-year-old Cleon Alvarez alleges the school was negligent in the December 8th crash between a Piper Twin Comanche and a Cessna 152 flown by Alvarez. Family attorney Hiram Montero also filed the required notice of his intent to sue the FAA. Quote, "The tower obviously had a clear view through its radar that there were 2 aircraft that were in close proximity," unquote. Kathleen Bergen, an FAA spokeswoman, noted only that the FAA does not comment on pending litigation. Cleveland Hopkins International Airport has been awarded an $880,000 grant by the FAA to study noise problems caused by air traffic approaching and departing the airport. The study aims to determine what homes in Cleveland and suburbs qualify for federal funding for soundproofing. Sound monitors will be placed throughout communities close to the airport. The previous study resulted in the FAA spending over $48 million to soundproof more than 2,000 homes in the area and buy out 449 others. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Diamond says T-Alert aircraft engines will declare full insolvency July 1st. Delta says 4,000 employees have accepted voluntary separation offers. And searchers off the coast of Maine find the bodies of 2 missing flyers. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, we'll talk about why insurance for experimental rotorcraft costs so much when it's available at all and what can be done about it. My guest is Rick Lindsay, helicopter pilot and president and CEO of Prime Insurance. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.